your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. After that commercial, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened down at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to talk specifically about the redacted version of the paperwork that the judge basically is requiring to be sent out. As you said, Jimmy, off mic, I agree, a redacted version is not going to make the people happy. Any comments?
Yeah, it's not going to make individuals, certainly Republicans, happy. It's not going to make Democrats happy because they're going to want to see the juicy details, the threats, the potential, that they can actually throw Donald Trump in jail with, what justification there was out there. Journalists are not happy. They want to have a clear understanding so they can go ahead and report what is out there and make money off the reporting, because this is going to be a big money maker for the media, yeah, corrupt media crowd. Yeah. So there's a lot of people interested in seeing the unredacted affidavit, the justification of why the FBI, because apparently the FBI counterintelligence division put this forward to the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And then the Department of Justice went ahead and has supported it, and it took a few weeks for Merrick Garland, according to some reporting, to make a decision on it. What I think the Trump administration or the Trump team is looking at right now is, look, they want these documents out in the open, and they've wanted them out in the open for a long time. They were stymied by their own internal legal counsel. And
Jim, you want to explain that for me, if you would? How were they stymied by their own legal counsel?
So White House, according to much reporting, the Trump team had collected documents from 2017 onward that actually exposed some of the corruption and the lies within the Department of Justice, the FBI, over the Russia collusion narrative, as well as other information and intelligence information on relationships with the Hunter Biden Burisma deal, Chinese relationships with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Now, very cautious and potentially Republicans in name only kinds of people, or deep state actors, people that were wanting to protect the government over the individuals and over transparency in the U.S. They recommended, and actually that Trump not release these documents. Now, that's partly to protect the national security state, right? And they also were there to protect against potential blowback politically for Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, on his last days in office, actually declassified all these documents that had been discussed for months and years, actually, that would show some of the evidence of this corruption. Now, those lawyers, they decided to, recommend not releasing them.
His
Trump
lawyer.
Went ahead at
His
the last.
His lawyers, yeah.
Yeah, the Trump's lawyers.
Right.
And as well as, but under pressure from Department of Justice and other intelligence community representatives that were there to protect their own interests. Now, there's a lot of information coming out from ABC News that Kash Patel, the chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense, as well as a lawyer and a congressional advisor, that he wanted to force these released in March, these documents in March, but March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Trump team was stymied by some internal folks that probably had their own interests or were concerned about it, even though the president has the declassification authority. And he did, according to the documentation, the letters that he wrote, he did declassify these documents related to it. Now, what it shows is that potentially the Department of Justice supporting the FBI counterintelligence division, the same counterintelligence division that pushed forward the Russia collusion hoax, that the counterintelligence division of the FBI were trying to collect up the documents that may, in fact, show their complicity in the DNC operations that actually started the entire Russia collusion narrative, which would show conspiracy.
Right.
And we know from a lot of information that's come out, specifically a 99-page scathing review of the FISA court that was done by the FISA court, by a federal judge on the FISA court, that showed the FBI over 85% of their queries for the NSA database, were illegal queries and done by contractors in the FBI. And we know that Perkins Coie was one of the contractors and had an FBI terminal inside their office, and Perkins Coie was the DNC's law firm. Now, if you don't think that shows direct connection to conspiracy to undermine a sitting president, I don't know what does.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I would agree with that. There's no question there. One comment that I would like to make about the, I think that so far the Trump team has turned this particular invasion of his home and club at Mar-a-Lago, I would have to say that they've turned it to his advantage at this moment in time. I'd like you to comment on that.
Yeah, I think no matter who you are, you have to wonder how much power the state will have to go on a, what they, you know, they're calling a fishing expedition.
Right.
But basically it looks like the Department of Justice and the FBI are looking for a crime to find. So basically they're going into his house looking for any information, evidence based on potentially questionable evidence. And in fact, as in the Russia collusion whole narrative, fabricated evidence. Things that were absolutely lies, and the FBI knew lies, but they knew were lies, but they continued through that process. So it's very difficult to trust what they've done, because they've proven, in particular with this president, that they are willing to lie and cheat. And that's Kevin Kleinsmith, who is a lawyer for the FBI, actually changed documentation to justify the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant to spy on Carter Page and the entire Trump team.
Right. So, Jimmy, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. I want to just kind of get you prepped here. After the top of the hour news, I want to talk quite a bit about what's going on economically in the United States. We had a few good days in the stock market. It looks like that's diminishing here. Starting today, S&P is plummeting right now. We've got some interesting things going on in the housing market right now. Two very complicated situations that I think could really spell trouble for the liberals, but we'll have to wait and see how that one shakes out at this moment in time. But going to talk about that, you guys, right after the top of the hour news. Stick around and take advantage of our blog. We're getting some great comments, great discussions on the blog. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.